No one is prepared for what's coming in this war. Everyone is ignoring it. In fact, last year, in March of last year, something shocking happened that mainstream media totally ignored. The BBC ignored it. CNN ignored it, of course. The New York Times ignored it. Just about everyone did. Perhaps they didn't understand the gravity of the story. Perhaps they were too stupid. I'll show you what they missed in a moment. It was huge. And now it's actually getting worse. But first, there's some troubling news signs this morning that this war is spiraling out of control on two main fronts. The first front is the physical front. The second front is the economic front. But let's talk about the physical stuff first. You know, the tanks, the weapons, the casualties. This is the stuff that sells newspapers and that CNN loves. The media wants you to think that a few German tanks or a few US Abrams tanks are going to do anything to turn the tide of this war, that it's suddenly going to change because NATO threw some more weapons into the most corrupt country in Europe. Yes, they are corrupt. Even Bill Gates yesterday stunningly came out and admitted how corrupt Ukraine is.
Ukrainian government is one of the worst in the world. And, you know, corrupt, controlled by a few rich people. I mean, really unfortunate for the people in Ukraine.
Holy smokes, that's Bill Gates saying that. And you know what kind of an opinion we have of Bill Gates on this show. I bet Ukraine didn't like those comments. So meanwhile, this is what the mainstream media is talking about. Tanks, tanks, tanks.
All right, breaking news moments ago, a major development in the war in Ukraine after weeks of pressure from Western allies, Germany announcing this morning it will send those Leopard 2 tanks to the war zone.
Tanks, tanks. That's all they're talking about. The media loves tanks. But of course, these tanks will be blown up almost immediately. And everyone who's smart knows that. So these won't last long at all. The moment they arrive there, they will be turned into molten metal. But Zelensky just admitted what he really wants are F-16s. Yes, fighter jets. That's the next trick.
Дякую за це рішення. Дякую особисто пану президенту Байдену за готовність передати нам сучасні і дуже потрібні танки. Важливо, ми маємо розширювати і нашу співпрацю в артилерії. Ми маємо вийти на постачання літаків.
NATO will send fighter jets to a group of people who've never even played Microsoft's Flight Simulator on a Windows computer. All of this is a distraction, of course. The truth is, Ukraine has already lost this war. We knew this would happen from the moment this started. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin even admitted it through somewhat veiled words last week in Ramstein, Germany, when he said this.
So we have a window of opportunity here, you know, between now and the spring when I, you know, whenever they commence their operation, their counteroffensive. And that's not a long time.
So let's parse that a moment. We have a window of opportunity here between now and the spring. That's not a long time, he admits. This window is narrowing. Staying on the physical stuff for a moment, the tanks, guns, etc., Colonel Douglas McGregor, friend of the show, astutely points out this morning in a new piece that he wrote, quote, Ukraine's material losses are severe. These include thousands of tanks and armored infantry fighting vehicles, artillery systems, air defense platforms, and weapons of all calibers. These totals include the equivalent of 7 years of Javelin missile production. In a setting where Russian artillery systems can fire nearly 60,000 rounds of all types, rockets, missiles, drones, hard shell ammunition, in one day. Ukrainian forces are hard-pressed to answer these Russian salvos with 6,000 rounds per day. New platform and ammunition packages for Ukraine may enrich the Washington community, he writes, but they cannot change these conditions. Whoa. In other words, it's over. The greater problem is that Russia has now grown much stronger. Much, much stronger. And not just on the battlefield, not just the physical stuff. No, they are now much stronger economically. And this terrifies Washington. That's perhaps why Washington wants to begin the next stage of this war, a truly terrifying stage of this war, where members of the deep state, the permanent government, are calling for Ukraine to get nuclear weapons. Yes, it's true. As McGregor points out, warmongering stooge Michael Rubin, who is a former Bush administration official and an avid supporter of America's permanent wars, just published an article calling for America to provide nuclear weapons to Ukraine as a deterrence for the future. Rubin writes, quote, if the world allows Russia to remain a unitary state, and if it allows Putinism to survive Putin, then Ukraine should be allowed to maintain its own nuclear deterrence, whether it joins NATO or not. Huh. I wonder what Bill Gates thinks about this.
Ukrainian government is one of the worst in the world.
The most corrupt country in Europe is going to get nuclear weapons? It might sound crazy, And it is, but it speaks to the awareness that the U.S. is in a rapid decline. You're watching the last gasps here. You know, America is at the top with its weapons and its war. That's how it derives power. The threat of sanctions, of course, didn't work. So now let's threaten them with nuclear weapons. The second front is the economic front. Doesn't sell as many newspapers. It's not as sexy to talk about for CNN, but this is an even bigger story. Yes, CNN, it's even bigger than tanks.
This is huge news, right?
You're right, it is huge, Poppy Harlow. Now, everyone is focused on the tanks, but that's, of course, a huge distraction. That's cover for what's really happening here, which is an economic World War III, the likes of which we've never seen before. And I mean never, at this scale, with this much on the line. You see, back in March of 2022, the big news that the mainstream media ignored was that Putin made a major announcement in his country. He suddenly unleashed a plan that was in the works for more than 10 years. He told his people, his citizens, go out and buy gold and silver. Oh, and the government wants you to do this. Go out and buy precious metals. Oh, and they did. By the gallons. They snapped up record amounts. Putin unleashed an economic attack unlike we've ever seen before, and it was a sneak attack. It didn't happen on the battlefield. Instead, it happened at the banks. What Putin did is issue an announcement that Russia had changed the government laws, which now made it more attractive for the average Russian citizen to buy as much gold and as much silver as possible. The banks then had a run on precious metals. They ran out. There was a shortage in Russia, basically sold out of silver. The move by Russia was designed to reduce and ultimately eliminate dependence on the United States dollar as the reserve currency used in Russia. Instead, this moved the ruble towards commodities like gold and silver and solidified Russia's relationships with the BRICS nations, Brazil, India, China, and South Africa. They could create their own reserve currency based on precious metals and commodities like oil, rather than a US dollar. This is why NATO is so desperate right now. It's not about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It's about the money. It's about America's hegemony as the global financial leader. Russia told its citizens to buy gold and silver thanks to two huge changes in the tax code. The first, they got rid of the value-added tax, and then they changed the income tax. So when you would sell gold or silver in Russia, they wouldn't be penalized. So with that, the floodgates opened. And a new report out last week shows Russians bought a record amount of precious metals. More than 50 metric tons of physical gold was purchased by Russian citizens. And get this, 5 out of the 13 largest Russian banks sold 57 tons of physical bullion. That's right. All of this on top of the record amount of gold and silver that China already bought. So right now, there is currently a shortage of silver on the global markets thanks to the supply and demand. The globalists don't want you to own any of this. They want it all for themselves. The demand is off the charts, and what Putin just did was a crazy genius move because silver in particular is both a currency and an industrial metal, meaning it's used in every electronic device in your house right now, not to mention solar panels, which the demand for that is off the charts, and medical equipment. When I say big tycoons don't want you to own any of this, I really mean that. Famously, back in the 1970s, as inflation was skyrocketing in the United States, two guys by the name of the Hunt brothers carried out the famous silver squeeze that exposed the silver market. They were oil tycoons. They saw how important silver was. They bought two-thirds of all the silver on Earth. It exposed how little silver there was in the world. Panic struck Wall Street in what was called the Silver Thursday. It was the greatest panic since 1929 and the Great Depression. Holy smokes, two brothers just cornered the silver market. That's all the silver we've got. And the United States dollar is losing massive value. Can you imagine that? It sent shockwaves through the markets. The price of silver then jumped from $6 an ounce to $50 an ounce. It got so bad that people were breaking into people's homes just to steal silver. Here's a Washington Post piece from the 1970s that catalogs the break-ins. The head of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission said at the time that the Hunt brothers tried to punch a hole in the financial fabric of the United States like nothing had in decades, he said. Sound familiar to what Putin is doing right now? Very similar. Eventually, the Fed stepped in, Congress held hearings, forced the Hunt brothers into bankruptcy, they had to sell their silver, but the same exposure is happening today. JP Morgan just did the same thing a few years ago. They tried to corner the silver market, they bought tons of silver, admitted to fraud, had to pay upwards of hundreds of millions of dollars in fines. An American bank just did this a few years ago. We didn't learn our lesson back in the 70s. But Congress isn't going to be able to haul Putin and Xi Jinping in front of congressional hearings for buying all of the silver. No, instead, they're sending NATO tanks and F-16s to attack Putin. And of course, we are actively moving weapons into Taiwan. Again, this isn't about Ukraine. NATO doesn't care at all about Ukraine. They care about the US dollar being destroyed. The price of silver is expected to rise even more as this economic war unfolds and the US dollar continues to collapse. So that's the news update portion of this video. Now I want to tell you about our sponsor for today's video, which is tied directly to this demand for silver right now. The company is called Dolly Varden Silver Company. Their stock ticker is DOLLF. Now pay attention, because what I'm about to show you will blow your mind if you are an investor. And you'll quickly see why this company is my top silver pick for 2023. I'm going big into this one because right now the stock is trading at 68 cents a share. So far in 1 year, this stock is up 20%. So right now, again, 68 cents today, it's already up 20% this year. But here's the amazing part. Analysts have a price target for this stock to hit $1.60. That's a massive increase. And here's why. So pay attention to this. Dolly Varden is a one-of-a-kind silver mining company. They are literally the best. This is a crown jewel of a silver company. So first, just so you understand who's already investing in this company, 10% of the company is owned by the largest and best silver miner in the world right now. That's right. 10% of the company is owned by Eric Sprott, the self-made billionaire investor. He is, of course, the Michael Jordan of silver. He's the best ever investor in the silver sector. The next 7.5% of this company is owned by Wall Street giant Fidelity. That's right. This is insane for one big reason. Dolly Varden is in pre-production right now on perhaps the best silver vein in the world. To our knowledge, Fidelity has never ever invested in a pre-production silver company. What Fidelity does is they wait and then invest after the company pulls the silver out of the ground. Of course, then the huge explosion in stock price is already missed by them. But anyway, that's what Fidelity usually does. So they have immense faith, for some reason, that Dolly Varden is about to hit the mother lode of silver. So they invested before production started. They own 7.5% of the shares. So just to reiterate, we have Eric Sprott with 10% of the company, Fidelity with 7.5% of the shares. Next, Dolly Varden is drilling right now in an area known as the Golden Triangle. Now, if you're a silver investor, you know that this is the richest mineral region on Earth, the best. The jurisdiction is literally called the Golden Triangle. It is the richest mineral region on the planet. It started with the original gold rush 100 years ago. Now, remember, if you're a silver investor, you already know this. You're already read up on this. But if you're not, if you're new to this, I want to help you understand. We hit peak silver supply about 5 or 6 years ago. So we hit peak silver about 5 or 6 years ago. Silver production on a worldwide basis has actually been dropping as Russia and China have been buying it up. And now we're not seeing as much silver produced from these mines. Dolly Varden has more than tripled its silver resource with acquisitions and discoveries, and now comes with a new set of drilling results, which we could see any day now. So again, here is the stock ticker for Dolly Varden on your screen. It's DOLLF. Right now, today, Sunday, the stock is trading at 68 cents a share. That's up 20% over the last year already. And analysts have a price target of $1.60 a share. That is a massive increase. They could announce drilling results any day now. So I want you to do your own due diligence on this company. Again, this is one of my top silver picks of 2023. I'm going to have links to their website in the description below. Look, I think their drilling results could make them a fantastic buyout target. I'm not saying they are being bought out. I'm just saying when they hit a mother lode like they could, this could make them a big target for another company to swoop in and acquire them, which, of course, is huge profits for any stockholder. So I'm saying just keep your eye on what their drilling results could be in the next few days. I'll have links to their website in the description below. You can check out their latest silver production projects on their website. Keep an eye on their drilling results, which, again, could come any day now. So we'll see you next time, everyone.